Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Kenneth C. Davis, the author of Don't Know Much About History. His new book is Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. Ken, did I say that right?
That's correct. That's the new one, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, out just about, just coming up on the first anniversary. But all the issues are alive and with us every day, as we know.
I have my copy. I just don't have it in front of me. And all the children's books. I always like telling people about your children's books, Ken, because I got a gaggle of them. I can't remember if I bought them or if you sent. I think you sent me some, and I bought some, and I gave them to my grandkids, and I think they're great books. So, folks, check those out wherever books are sold. Ken, you're also have been contributing to some educational programs through TED Ed, aren't you?
That's correct. You know, TED Talks is this big international conference of people doing lectures, and they go out and get posted on videos. They've expanded into, as a nonprofit, into the world of doing animated videos for the for schools, and they put them out and let teachers use them. And it's called TED Ed. You can go to TEDed.com and find it. And I just did a 4-minute video about Labor Day TED Ed, and you can see that at their website. Really interesting stuff. You can learn everything about the Higgs boson and why Shakespeare wrote the way he did in these really clever, quick videos that are available to teachers everywhere. And because I've done children's books over the years, as you mentioned, I've always thought that we should have a conversation about this stuff around the dinner table. And that's why I've written for adults and children. So I have a book about presidents for kids and, of course, a book about presidents for adults. And it's a great, great way to talk about these things, which we really need to talk about every day. We have the president, of course, making decisions, and we have to understand where this comes from.
We should be doing it around the dinner table, too. It's Labor Day, folks. Happy Labor Day. We're basically having a conversation about Labor Day, and Ken gave us a great history lesson on Labor Day earlier. Ken, bringing Labor Day into the 20th century, I guess I should say, first, before we get to the 21st century, it evolved into something that was pretty much almost taken for granted. Now it's a holiday for everybody, and mostly picnics. There's some rallying going on, but not as much as it used to be, because the union movement, which has been keeping the essence of Labor Day alive, is frankly diminished.
Oh, completely. Of course, Labor Day did become, from the very outset, was a 3-day holiday. This kind of became the unofficial end of summer and all that, and we understand that. And people did use it as a day to relax, but it was meant, in essence, to celebrate the working people and their sacrifice in this country, but also as a rallying point for union organization. And you're right, at the peak, in the 1950s and early 1960s, up until about 1970, union claimed about 30% of American workers. That's now down to about under 12%, and most of those are public employee unions.
In the private sector, it's more like about 6 or 7%, I think.
That's right. So the largest union in the country, as you probably know, is the teachers' union.
What is your opinion of why that has happened, Ken?
I think there are a couple of reasons. First of all, that the unions, to a large extent, fulfilled their goal. At least their goals are they were the victims of their own success. So there are a great many people who say, "Gee, I don't need somebody fighting for me. I have things are just great." Well, they're not so great anymore, and that's why you do see some flickering of unionism. I think there's also some other political practical reasons. They were, they got lost sight of what their job was and became much more politically involved and lost sight of the, you know, their true purpose. And then, of course, they were very, very much hurt, I think, by the whole connection to corruption, the Teamsters, the Jimmy Hoffa era, and all that sense that there was something basically wrong. But like any big institution, they got more involved with keeping the institution alive than with their original mission. And I think that...
How many times have we seen that in organizations?
It's true of every organization.
Except radio. Radio would never do that, right? And historians would never do things like that, would they, Ken? So,
well,
Ken,
we
I got about a minute.
To...
Last thought. We don't get big enough, right? Last thought.
That's
I got
right.
about a minute. Last thought for today.
Last thought for the day is, you know, we have an extraordinary country, and it was built on labor, and we do forget that, and it's the combination of labor and business. And I think that, you know, we've lost sight of that in globalization in the last 30 years. We've seen the disappearance of the middle class in this country. The unions helped build that middle class, and we have to get back to finding some middle ground where we can rebuild that working class in cooperation with the entrepreneurial class and the business class. And that's where the country is going
to
get its strength again.
Everybody has to sit at the table, capital, labor, and technology. All those things, and the customer, ultimately, all those people have to sit at the table and work out something that's best, because we're not going back. That's one thing for sure. We all have to, the future won't fit in a container of the past, as someone once said. Hey, Ken, give us your website, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com, and I don't sell you anything, no advertising, just a place to see what I'm thinking about and writing about history as it happens.
Thanks, Ken, for being here. Good job. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.